Andrea, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Corinne.
Recently, the Rensselaer County Democratic Committee put out their slate of endorsed candidates for the upcoming election season. And it got me to thinking that if folks in Troy and Rensselaer County are anything like me, they might not understand what the process is. So I thought I would ask someone who has some experience to explain a bit about the process.
Sure, I'd be happy to. I have run on the local level 3 times at the town, county, and countywide levels. Over the course of my time, I have learned a lot about the process of getting names on the ballot in November. And the process is, as you indicated, rather old-fashioned and filled with quite a number of barriers. Hasn't been modernized really in decades or hundreds of years, I would say. But it's important that people do understand some of the important milestones along the way.
So let's use a hypothetical, and maybe you can talk me through the process. Say we have someone who lives in the area who is thinking about entering public service and they want to run for county legislature. How would they get started?
So the first step for any candidate that's interested in running is to determine why they want to do it. And then they must approach the powers to be. Now, that is a very vague statement. They should approach the chairman of their local Democratic committee. Now, how do you find out who these people are if you're in a town? I would say that that's one of the things that is the initial first challenge. You want to have a conversation with the right people, but how do you find out who the right people are? It's not as though a list of the town and county chairs are available on a website with phone numbers or emails so anyone can reach out to them. And so you have to start at the top and go to the county Democratic committee person and ask for that information and express interest in being a candidate.
So you have that conversation. I can't imagine that that automatically leads to you becoming a candidate. What are some of the next steps?
Some of the next steps include finding people who want to support your candidacy and having them reach out to people they know so that there can be some general popular endorsement of your interest. But most local committees have a candidate interview process. Some may even have a questionnaire. I don't believe Rensselaer County does, to try to make sure that you as a candidate meet the democratic values of those in the party. That could be the entire town or local committee, like the East Greenbush Democratic Committee, or it could be a subgroup of the East Greenbush Democratic Committee or a subgroup of the Brunswick Democratic Committee. At the county level, there is a candidate review team for the Rensselaer County Democratic Committee.
So let's say multiple people are interested in running for one seat. Ideally, they are interviewed by this committee or subcommittee of individuals. How does that committee determine who to endorse and what does the endorsement get you?
So the interview committee will make recommendations to the full Rensselaer County committee. And anyone who is in a town committee person seat is technically on the Rensselaer County committee. And on February 22nd this year, the committee met and put forth a slate of candidates that was recommended by the interview committee. And generally, the slate is moved without any controversy. This year, there was an interesting change where there was no agreement from the county interview committee on the Troy slate, and there were 9 candidates interested in 6 county legislative seats. And so what happened was the county committee asked the City of Troy committee, which encompasses the entire district of those county legislative seats, to themselves pull together an candidate interview process. and make a recommendation back to the county committee about the candidates that they thought best reflected the ideals of the Troy City Democratic Committee.
What was the result?
So it's interesting because two incumbent legislators, including the Democratic leader of the Rensselaer County Legislature right now, Peter Grimm, and the minority Democratic leader, Cindy Doran, were not endorsed. And they have a voting record in favor of a Black Lives Matter resolution. Cindy Doran has led an effort to restrict vaping in Rensselaer County, sales of vaping tools to those 21 or older. They have also voted for early voting sites in the city of Troy, so people without transportation would be able to have access to early voting, when the two early voting sites that were recommended by the Board of Elections were in relatively rural areas of the county, Scodac and Brunswick, not accessible to people without their own personal vehicles. So it's interesting that they chose candidates who did not vote in favor of Black Lives Matter resolutions, who voted against early voting sites in Troy. You know, it's just a puzzle, actually, about what happened, but this is local politics. So people on that committee could give their proxy. They didn't have to show up to vote. They could give their proxy to someone to cast their vote. And my understanding is that people I've spoken to who gave their proxy did not know that the slate would not include the Democratic leaders, Doran and Grimm.
You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine, and I'm speaking with Andrea Smith about how to enter local politics. The one piece that I'm more curious about than anything now is, who are they? You've referred to subcommittees of people and folks giving their proxy votes, but who are we talking about? Who makes up this group of leaders that decides on who can run?
So that's a great question. As a committee person, you actually have to run for the office yourself. You have to collect signatures in your community to get on the ballot, which is a step that everyone has to take to get on the ballot that we'll talk about in a moment. And as a committee person, you have to be elected. You are elected to that position. So your constituents have elected you to be on the Democratic committee. And so all of these people are elected officials, albeit at the lowest level. Their primary job is to carry petitions so candidates endorsed by the party can get on the ballot. But everyone is entitled to vote their conscience. And so these elected officials should be very carefully monitoring the quality of the candidates that they are casting their votes in favor of.
How many people are we talking about, and how high is the bar to becoming one of those members? Like, what's the entry point for that position?
So in East Greenbush, we have 11 voting districts. And what we try to do is fill two committee seats for each voting district, so a total of 22. We have many, many vacancies on the East Greenbush Democratic Committee, many vacancies, probably 50% of the seats are vacant. Now, in Troy, I think there are 75 committee seats, and almost all of them are filled, and it can be very competitive where people want to be on the Democratic Committee. So it does depend on where you live about whether it's easy to be elected as a committee person or whether it's challenging.
How many signatures are we talking about? If I wanted to be a Democratic committee member in Troy, how many signatures would I have to get, and what kind of opposition would I face?
You don't need to get a lot of signatures. Usually each person who wants to be a committee person in each legislative district will have two names on a petition, and each person would capture 15 signatures. So that's each person going out with one sheet and getting it filled up with 15 signatures. And usually that's enough to win the committee seat. And like I said, it really depends on where you live about whether it's competitive or not. I think it's a lot more competitive in a county like Albany than it is in a county like Rensselaer, where the Albany County Democratic Committee has lots of candidates to choose from. And in Rensselaer, unfortunately, we usually have to beat the bushes a bit to find candidates to run for all of the vacant seats.